This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join us and tune in to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. He's got a word for you today. You might not like it, but He's got a word for you today as we're tuning in to His frequency today. And it's going to be a tough word where we left off yesterday here, because it's a very convicting word. But that's what it is. A word of God is convicting. Hello, this is why they killed Jesus. And this is why specifically the groups that He talked to, which we're going to hear today, despised Him. And not only does the Bible say they tried to kill Him, it said they tried to destroy Him. And that's what we're going to see here today. And that's a very, very convicting word, especially convicting for those that are in a church that might call someone Holy Father or Father. And that's what we're going to look at here today. These are not my words. You're going to hear the Lord Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 23. Though you are going to hear my opinions on it, and they might seem to you strong, but hey, the Lord Jesus said, "How shall you escape the condemnation of hell?" That is not something that you want to hear, friend. Here's the next part of this message. Woe to you.
Verse 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You travel land and sea to make one to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. Can you believe that, Ron? Wow, is he mad at these guys? He was never mad at the people. He was never mad at the sinners. The regular, everyday people. He was mad at, to put in modern terms, at the preachers and the pastors of today's church. For hypocrisy and misleading the people. And legalism. Legalism. You make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. That is, you go out here and you almost lead someone to Christ. But then you tell them in order to be saved, they've got to, eat rice on Friday, tithe 50% of your money to the church, never grow a mustache, and never sin. You can add whatever you want to that. And now you've imparted your own silly rules on somebody else. While all the time God says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. One sentence. Peter preached at Cornelius' household. The Bible says the Holy Spirit fell on all those that heard the word. You do not need to burn one calorie to be saved and have your name written in the book of life. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him. You can do that sitting right in your chair. You don't need to jump through any hoops. You don't need to pay off this church's mortgage. You do it by believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him. It's the only way. Verse 16. I wrote, read these out of the NIV. All right, I will. My ordination Bible. Woe to you, you blind guides. You say, if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold on it, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? You also say, if anyone swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift on it, then he's bound by his oath. You blind fools! What is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And he who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells on it. He who swears by heaven swears by God's throne and by the one who sits on it. See, what was going on here is the Pharisees, instead of taking care of their parents and family, were devoting their financial gifts to the temple instead of taking care of their families. And then saying, well, I've sworn by the temple of the living God to give all my money to the new food pantry program. And then when someone invokes the name of God over anything, who can argue, right? Have you heard that before? People say, well, God told me to do this, and that's like the end all. No one, I mean, how can you argue with that when someone plays the G card on you and says, God told you to do it, that's the end all. Listen to this text. You want to turn with me? Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 9. He said to them, this is Mark 7, 9. He said, all too well you reject the commandment of God so that you can keep your traditions. Now there's the problem in today's sermon right off the bat. He goes on here, verse 10. Moses said, honor your father and mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, well, whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Okay, let's go back to where we were. Verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. All right, now here's where your New Testament principle of tithing is established by Jesus himself, right here. You tithe? Great. You need to. But don't neglect the things that are important, because God doesn't need your money. He wants your heart and your passion and your devotion. When God has your heart, he has all of your money. All of it. But you are God's hands and feet to fix things here on earth. God could fix what's going on down there in the Bahamas by himself, but he needs you to do it. You are God's hands and feet. He says, you've neglected the weightier matters. These are the things that matter most. Justice, mercy, faith. Sounds like the prophet Micah. Micah 6:8. He says, what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? All right, Jesus continues. And man, is he mad at these guys, these religious leaders. Verse 24, blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Darren, we'd call that a hyperbole. Hyperbole. Strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of extortion and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, so that the outside will be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You're like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside they're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. This was the spiritual condition of the religious leaders of the time. You know, I love how it reads in Luke 11:45. One lawyer came up to him and said, "You know what, Jesus? You offend me." So Jesus stopped his woes and turned and said, "Woe to you lawyers too." And then he went after the lawyers. He was better off keeping his mouth shut. Woe to you lawyers, too. You're not going to get away unscathed. All right, now scribe, by the way, is the Greek word grammateus, a writer, a reader of legal and state papers, or a scholar. In the New Testament times, scribe was a person skilled in the Mosaic law. Also, teachers, they are. Verse 29, woe to you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. You build the tombs of the prophets. You adorn the monuments of the righteous, and you say, "Well, if we have lived in the days of our fathers, we wouldn't have done this. Or we wouldn't have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets." Remember, the Jews killed their own prophets because they didn't want someone to tell them to stop sinning. Isaiah the prophet was sawn in half with a timber saw by the king of Israel, because he told them to stop sinning. His name was Manasseh. And isn't it funny? Wouldn't you know, he reigned longer than anyone else in Israel. 55 years. The most evil king in all of Israel reigned longer than anybody else. And by the way, that's how you can spot a true prophet, is one who will tell you what your sins are and warn you to stop sinning or face judgment. Right? Verse 31. Therefore, you are all witnesses against yourself that you are sons of those that murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. All the
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work, in a fast-paced world. And here's Pastor Beckford.